Show fan cast, a special episode today. Now, if you haven't been listening or you have no idea, you must be living under a rock. JoJo has been out. He had some health problems in March and April. He had to get surgery. He got surgery about 2 weeks ago, so he is in recovery. He is not able to come in on the air, but he was allowed to make a call to the show this morning. So I put together the clips of him on the show, and you can listen to them right here. JoJo and Lily, we actually have a special guest. Would you like to speak up now?
Yeah, I guess, considering my name's on the show.
Yes!
Woo! Welcome back!
JoJo's back here. I'll hit your bell for you. Your bell has a... Well, it misses you.
Yeah.
Ew, what is in here? This bell is disgusting.
My God, can't you even hit a bell right?
It's gross. Here, it's right here. Yeah. Oh, that was my... Amy was hitting the bell on my side.
How many weeks have I been gone? Because it feels like 7 years.
You've been gone now for 2 weeks and a day.
That's
right?
It?
Yeah, just 2 weeks and a day. We have a calendar. We have a calendar on our wall.
Oh, he still makes that same sound.
I was worried.
I was worried they'd take that sound out of you.
Nah.
Hey, let's do this. Wait, Amy, let's go down memory lane. Amy, you say good morning.
Good morning. And I'm like, oh, I know he's feeling good.
So it's when he doesn't make that noise.
Then you get nervous.
Yes.
Yeah, like he has the goat, he has the bell, but that's his noise.
So I've left the house twice since the last, well, maybe three times since the last time I was on the air. The first time was for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The second time was for surgery follow-up. That was thrilling because I got to leave the house.
Yeah, it's always fun.
And he said, so far it's looking good. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Cummings and his crew.
Hey!
Amazing. He used the robot, the same robot the doctor now uses in my 600-pound life, I think. So,
robot went inside of you. Wow. That's awesome.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
That sounds dirty.
Yeah, it does. It sounds dirty, but it's all
good.
Amy.
It's a family-friendly show. We didn't change this yet.
No, not at all.
So yesterday was the other time I got to leave the house, and it was for a ceremony for our youngest son, Jonathan, who got an award from GACTC. What was the award for, Lily? You know about my kid.
You're going to put me on the spot.
It's on your Facebook page.
It is, where I'm going.
Outstanding senior for his division at the
Grill. It's all these syllables and words, and I'm not good with those. It's computer, what is it? Computer
senior of the
expert.
Year for computer and networking technology.
Yeah, that's right.
Get it
I
right.
knew that.
Oh, good.
So he won that, and that was a great night. We got a free dinner, which I'm a big fan of, so I want to thank everybody over there.
GACTC,
all the sponsors.
Those kids make amazing food, the culinary team there.
Yeah.
So you had a great dinner.
Yeah, the kids made the food. It was way better than anything Lily's ever created.
I'm not surprised. I'm not great at that.
And he also got to put in for the car that they give out to seniors.
Yes, so he's in the running for this shiny red, it's the same car as mine, of course. It's a Civic.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, if he wins this, I'm going to let him drive it once in a while.
Wow, how nice of you.
Yeah.
That's so kind.
But he said he has 18 entries in this thing, and I guess you get the entries by, not tripping other kids or doing good or something.
Isn't it perfect attendance is one of the ways, too?
Well, I don't...
Oh, that definitely wouldn't be him. No,
that would not be him.
If he misses one more second of school, he's going to do the whole thing over again.
Oh, what a waste this would all be.
So, yeah, wish him luck. Next Tuesday is his big day to win a shiny red car.
Now,
also, wish the car luck if he wins it.
That's what I was going to say. Now, how is the car going to feel knowing its owner? So what have you? What else have you been up to, JoJo? Like, tell us. Like, what are you? Because I figure you're watching a lot of TV.
Yes. So as you know, the day I got home from surgery, I'm lying in bed. I look up. The ceiling looks like it's about to cave in on me. At first, I thought it was the Percocet, but then it's real. And then I saw water dripping down the side of the wall. And I say within like 20 minutes, an entire crew was sent out by our insurance company, and they gutted our entire master bedroom in what seems like 10 minutes. So I've been living in a living room ever since. Get it? Living room?
Yeah. Well, it's good for you. It's good
to be... Yeah, it was great. First, we did an air mattress, and every time I would turn or my wife would turn, the other one would go airborne.
Yep. Oh, gotta love a good air mattress.
My son dragged out our regular bed, and so that's how we live, like college students in one room now.
Aw. Well, it's like family bonding time.
And you know what? It keeps you young. It does.
You know what? Don't be all uppity, Amy. It must be nice to have bedrooms.
Yeah. Amy with all her bedrooms. Well, I have some too.
Yes, I lie on the couch, and I'm so desperate. I'm now watching shows that people are actually watching now, like Only Murders in the Building.
Oh.
Do you like it?
According to my wife, I do.
Oh, so she likes it, so you like it.
Yeah, big fan, big fan. Okay, I can't believe Steve Martin is 78 and he's healthier than I am.
I know. I didn't realize he was 78. I just kind of always thought he was in the 70s because of his hair.
He looked 78 30 years ago.
He did, yes.
It's a good show and there's absolutely nothing else to do with your life. And I'm not allowed to bend. If my wife even sees me attempted, she freaks out. She reminds me she's a nurse every 5 minutes.
So they don't,
but
they don't
she
want hasn't
you to taken
do,
good care of me.
They don't want you to do like mild physical therapy? You're not to that point yet?
No physical therapy, Amy. No movement. Oh. How dare you?
Oh, okay. All right. No movement.
Are you like in a wheelchair or do they let you walk?
Have you seen the Lincoln Monument, the statue? They want me to move less than that.
Wow. Well, do you have some time? Do you want to stay on for a few more minutes? We do need to get to Jelly Roll. It's very important that I play tons of music, but if you have
I'm sure they've really cracked down on you since I've left, right? Certain number of songs, an hour, 2 minute breaks, all that going on for you?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm kind of doing that.
Time's up.
We have JoJo on this morning. You're still there, right?
Yeah, it's funny because you guys probably got new listeners since I've been off, and I'm sure they've been wondering why the show's called JoJo and Lily when there's no one named JoJo, I had to prove that I exist.
Ooh, JoJo, real quick, just so that you know how much they love you, Casey says, that is a great voice. Hello, JoJo. Sharon says, hi, JoJo. Dana says, JoJo, we miss you. We hope you're recovering well. And Dylan said, aw, it's so good to hear his voice. So they haven't forgotten you.
Yeah, see?
You know what's weird is all the people that I see commenting on social media saying we miss your voice, none of them say we miss your humor.
Well, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
I also wanted to point something out. I wanted to say a very special thank you to one of our big bosses, Bobby Castellucci, who actually took the time to send me a handwritten card. Now, she didn't put her address on the envelope, obviously, because she's embarrassed to know, didn't want anyone to know that she was sending me anything.
Right.
But, like, I haven't handwritten a note for anybody in years. So I wanted to thank her. It meant a lot to me. I also wanted to tell everyone, Lily hasn't come to visit me one single time since my surgery.
Well, let's see. I was sick last week, and I was doing multiple multiple appearances since
you couldn't be bothered.
Doing your multiple appearances.
She's holding the fort down very well for you, JoJo. You should be proud.
Not what I heard.
Yeah, the silence really is telling. So
yeah,
he's really proud. Yeah, he's like, I can't.
But really,
wait to get
thanks
back.
For not, you know, not even like a stuffed bear or a blizzard. Nothing,
a blizzard? No.
You can't show up.
No, you know what I've been doing is your work. So I thought that was like, you know, the same. I thought that would be, get well soon. Here I am doing all of your stuff.
Yeah, see, that's a nice try, but I know I don't have any work. So
I learned
free.
That too. Actually, it's just my stuff and more of my stuff.
I thought this would be a lot harder.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, he really did nothing here.
So back to me. My house is falling apart, as you know. First, it was the bedroom. And then my wife was doing the dishes. I know miracles happen, Lily.
Right. I'm surprised, but
we look out in the backyard as she's doing the dishes, and it's filled with suds. And we're saying, well, I don't think that's a feature the house is supposed to have.
No.
So it turns out every time we're using the kitchen sink, the water's going downstairs, underneath the basement floor, through a pipe, leaking into the floor, and then going into the sub pump. So that's fun.
Anything else going on?
Yes, they were just going to fix our master bedroom, but then when they showed up to do some measurements, one guy put his finger up against the siding and it went through it. So they decided that they have to replace the entire back of our house. So I have a GoFundMe page set up right now, and you can click on that. Wait, what?
I
can't advertise that.
So just for fun, it's not really going to be fun for you, but they do say when things like this start going wrong with your house and you start doing all these repairs, that's when all the spirits and ghosts come out. So you could also have that problem next.
Well, I have no doubt that this is your fault. The ghosts from your house have jumped onto you and clinged to me.
They got bored at my house. I wasn't really...
I'm going to say that you'll be handling these deductibles for my insurance company. Thank you.
Absolutely not. JoJo and Lily. JoJo's been out. He had surgery 2 weeks ago, but he is a special guest. No, not everybody knows. You would be surprised, JoJo.
Really? Some people are probably thinking I got fired and they're all excited.
So yeah.
JoJo, we have a special message from the Ice Queen.
Yes.
Oh, good. I love special messages. Mm-hmm.
Yay! He didn't die.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I thought that was really
Ice Queen,
sweet.
Thank you. That made him laugh. Yeah.
Yeah. You wonder why the nickname is Ice Queen.
Well, and it's not funny, but like as much as I say why you're not here, I still get people who ask me why you're not here.
Well, yeah.
Oh, when you were out on maternity, nobody believed you were pregnant or had a child.
Right. So, yeah, they all thought I got fired, and I don't know if that's what they think now, but...
But listen, I got to wrap it up. I can't be hosting my own show when I'm out on leave, so...
Yeah.
I wanted to say thank you, Amy, for coming in and helping with the show. Lily, of course, for doing your work and mine, which added nothing to your list of responsibilities, but still, thank you very much for holding down the fort to both of you. Seven Mountains Media, thank you. And to all of you listening, I want to say thank you very much for all the messages, and I appreciate it. My father's not doing so well, so the doctors cleared me to be a passenger in a car at least, and I'm going to be traveling to New Jersey to be by my father's side until further notice.
So
and I'm going to leave it at that for right now.
Give Papa Jeff big hugs from all of us.
Yeah, it's important.
I will do. Yeah, I will do. Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
We love you and we miss you. Don't forget, you can listen to JoJo and Lily Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on Big Froggy 101, Froggy 98.1. You can also hear us on the iHeartRadio app and Odyssey Radio app.